screen.
Στο όνομα του Πατρός και του Υιού και του Αγίου Πνεύματος, αμήν δόξα, Θεός ελπίσιμον δόξα, Βασιλεύ ουράνιο παράκλητο, πνεύμα της αληθείας, πανταχού παρών και τα πάντα πληρών, ο θησαυρός των αγαθών και ζωής, χορηγός ελθέ και σκήνουσιν εν ημίν, και καθάρισον ημάς από πάσης κυλίδος και σώσον αγαθέτες ψυχάς ημών.
Thank you everyone for coming. It's been a month. This is the 13th talk, and for the Saints Spiel, just wait for the microphone to come. Please answer questions and ask questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Lenny. So we had a break. I hope when you enjoyed it as well, it lasted. We're back, and I wanted to ask you a question, because it's like we did 12 synaxes about Nipsey, and now we had a break and we will move on. So I wanted to ask you, from all these gatherings that we did and from everything you might have ever heard about Nipsey, what's something that has impressed you most, or you think it's extremely important, and it could be different for everyone? But I would like to hear your opinions, because I think it's very interesting and very important to know what's interesting for someone, what's helpful for someone, where we go next, if there is something we need to analyze more. And then we can move on to questions, if there are any questions. But if we could start with this, you can think about it for a minute. What is the most impressive things you heard about Nipsey, or what is the most important thing you think you heard about Nipsey? And of course, the same thing can apply to different people differently, but just to hear some opinions and some views. Hopefully there are some. Eleni, the fridge is very loud. This is the fridge. It's very loud. Do we use it? I don't know, I'm just saying. That's better. All right. See, when we don't have enough Nipsey, we need to turn off whatever is annoying. Okay, anyone, anything? Otherwise, yeah. Just a minute. I'm not very famous about my memory, but I tend to agree with people.
Yeah. And that someone I remember found that center.
What center?
That center for prayer when he was in the middle of a battlefield or something. Yeah.
Okay.
So everyone's different, and I like that. It gave me confidence to know that, you know, it's different ways of finding situational way of doing something. That's all.
Okay, thank you, yes.
Just so you know,
to add on to the previous comment, I like how Nikos adapts to each individual. So you're not trying to be something that you're not. It's real. It feels real. You're not trying to be something else. You're not forcing anything. That's what drew me to the Nipsey's talks. When I was introduced to them, that was the first thing that struck me when I was listening to them. And that's what drew me to even more of them. So that was probably the biggest thing which impressed me.
So if you were to take this and make it like an advice for someone, how would you word it? How would you say?
Advice for someone?
Yes, if you were to take your idea and make it an advice for someone, for a friend, how would you express your advice based to what you just said?
I don't quite understand. Sorry. So, I don't know.
So basically, Nipsey doesn't change who we are. It's just that it makes us, it gives us a cleaner version of ourselves, in a way. All right, good. Very interesting, and thank you thank you for sharing your experience with us. Just on that, you said something about freedom, and I wanted to add a comment, a personal comment, that when I was first looking into becoming a monastic, I saw one of the times that I saw Gerard de Miliano, one of the first times that I saw my elder, I told him that I wanted to, in a way, put my will under God's will, like Christ on the cross. And he commented and he said, όχι να υποτάξεις, να ταυτίσεις. Not to put your will under God's will, but to make your will and God's one. So your will to be God's will, and God's will to be your will. And this is what freedom is. There was a discussion a few days ago about freedom, and I think we need to understand that for someone to be free, it's not to do whatever we please, because then we are slaves to our passions and slaves to addictions and slaves to other people's wills. But to be free is to be united with the absolute freedom, which is God. And only then we can be free. And you can see that even Jesus had to suffer hunger and everything that we as humans suffer from. But this doesn't take our freedom away. It's the freedom of the spirit, the freedom of the heart. And this can only be achieved by uniting ourselves with Christ, with God, with the Holy Trinity. Otherwise, we might pretend that we are free. We might fight for our freedom, but whatever we fight for is not the true freedom. It's something different. So freedom is to become one with the absolute freedom, which is God. And that's only when we are free. Just a comment on what you said. Anything on that? All right, who else? Who would like to say what you think was the most important or something that it was most very impressive about the Nipsey that you've ever heard? Don't be embarrassed. Your experience can help others. I said this a few days ago, a few weeks ago. It was a talk about humility, and once I was in this talk and I wanted to say something, but then I thought maybe it's more humble if I don't talk. And then the speaker, who is a very spiritual person, came up to me and said, "The humble people talk." And I thought, there you go, I failed. So don't be embarrassed to talk, because your experience can help others.